Okay, let's pick up with Yirmiyahu Perachav Zayin as we start the second half of Sefer Yirmiyahu. And we start off with the same word that we started off the last perek, Bereshis, and the same word that we're going to have towards the beginning of the next perek, the fifth word of the next perek, Bereshis. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that we saw in the last perek, Bereshis is a reference that there was a lot of rishus going on at this time, and there was a possibility even of Hashem sending it back to Tov Avohu, had it not been for some righteousness in the generation. So the perek starts off, Bereshis Mamleches Yehoyakim ben Yoshio Melch Yehuda. At the beginning, doesn't have to be in the first year, in the beginning, towards the beginning of Yehoyakim ben Yoshio's reign, right at the beginning of the Yirmiyahu's job and years as a Navi, there's going to be a prophecy. This parak is all about Bavel. Bavel is not the world power yet. Nebuchadnezzar did not become king yet. It's going to be a couple of years before this Nebuah is given. The Radak says that this Nebuah is going to told to Miyo to tell Yehoyakim privately, but it will not be publicized until years later, and then he will be able to tell Klal Yisrael. And it's not only Klal Yisrael. This is about telling the Jews not to rebel against Bavel, and also telling all the other nations that maybe we're ganging up, trying to get Bnei Yisrael on their side, or Mitzrayim on their side, telling all the other nations, don't start up with Bavel. Bavel is going to be the world power until it becomes time for Bavel to no longer be the world power, but realize that it is all part of the divine plan, and don't start up with them, and don't listen to the false prophets that say you should rebel against Bavel. So that is the topic of the parak, and now let's read it. The following words came to Yirmiyahu. And we start off again with Yirmiyahu being told to do something. We've had a few times already in the Sefer. Yirmiyahu told to do an act, which as the Ramban says in Parshas Lech Lecha, was a physical act that is meant to symbolize something that's going to happen later in history. Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim. The Maisa Avos creates the effect, and it's meant to shock people sometimes, at least in this Sefer, into what's going to happen. Take straps and ropes, put it on your neck, like you have an oar, like usually what's put on the back of an animal to make sure the animal goes straight. Take one of those and put it on the back of your neck so that people will see, and you will give them the message that bondage, you have to be suffer under an oar, and don't try to get out from under it. There is a machlokas here between Rashi and the Radak. When was Yirmiyahu told to do this? Says the Radak, he was told it now, but he wasn't supposed to get the ropes until later on. That's what it says. Nevu azu namer Yirmiyahu, says the Radak. V'shana rishonu machos Yoyakim in the first year. V'amar lo akel, ki kishe yimlok tzidkiyahu. Acher mamleches Yehoyakim v'Yehoyachin. After Yehoyakim is no longer in Yehoyachin, when Tzidkiyahu becomes king, Yasa Mosebo Sumotos. Right, in a couple of years from now, then you'll make these ropes, and then you'll do this in front of them. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says he has to do it now, and for 15 years, he's going to wear these ropes. I don't know if it means every second, but at some point during those years, says Rashi, Chamesh Esrei Shana Hayu Al Tzavaro, Mishana Achas LiYehoyakim Ara Shana HaRaviyis LeTzidkiyahu. And only then, when was it taken off? As we'll learn in a couple of prakim from now, in Perachav Ches, Hananya ben Azor broke them when he took them off and says, what are you doing? You are ruining the state of the people and the confidence that they have. That's exactly what he was trying to do. But he had it on for 15 years, according to Rashi. So he's supposed to take these ropes and all and put it on his back, on his neck. V'shilachtam. And then you should send towards them. Who's the them? El Melech Edom. V'el Melech Moav. V'el Melech Bnei Amon. V'el Melech Tzor. V'el Melech Tzidom. Send this following message to them. B'yad Malachim Habayim Yerushalayim El Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. And of course, to Tzidkiyahu, who maybe they were going to try to team up with against Mitzrayim, against Bavel. The Rinat Yitzchak does wonder, I forgot to mention, it says that Aseilacha. Aseilacha sounds like he should make it. Is it Dafka didn't have making it? He can't buy the ropes? He can't, have somebody else make it for him? Would you say Shlucho Shaladam Kamoso? So Lamdas, he gets into a number of places in the Torah where it talks about Ase Psalacha, obviously by the Luchos, but Aseilacha Shtecha Tzotzros Kesef. Right, in Bahaloscha, right? Does he have to make it himself, or just he has to pay for it himself? Different pshatim here too. Aseilacha, what was he supposed to do? He is mesupin. Okay, so send the message to all of these kings. V'tziviso osam, el adonam leimar, go tell them, tell their masters, ko amar Hashem tzvakos elokei Yisrael, ko tomer el adonechem, tell your masters, anochi asisi es haaretz, es ha'adav es ha'behima, asher al pnei ka'al haaretz, I made everything. I made the land, people, animals, asher al-pnei karis, b'kochi ha-gadol u'b'zroi ha-netuya, unisatiel asher yashar b'inai. I created everything, and I gave the land to whoever I saw fit. Right? This reminds us a little bit of Rashi in the beginning of Reishis, where Rashi quotes, right, exactly this line, Nasan Asher Yashar Be'inav, but that's the first Rashi we know, in the name of Rebbe Yitzchak, says Rashi, because just to remind us, Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Lo Hayitzorach Laschilas HaTorah, Ela Me'achodesh HaZelachem, She Mitzvah Rishon HaShinistah B'Yisrael. That was the first mitzvah. Matam pasach bereishis mishum a pasach ketehillim koach maasav yigid la'amol aseis lam nachlas goyim eretz Yisrael shem yomru umosa olam list liyisrael listem atem. If the umos say you are robbers shekavashtem artos shiva goyim, hey, you're coming in, hey momrim lahem kol aris lakadosh baruch hu hu bra'a v'natna la'asher yashar be'inav, and he gives it to whoever it is straight in his eyes. So that's this pasach unisatia. Right, uber tzono nitzal lahem, uber tzono nitzal mehem, v'nitzal lanu. So that Rashi uses it in terms of being taken away from others and given to us. Here it's being used as being taken away from us and given to others. And all the other nations have to understand that Rashi is quoting that the beginning of the Torah. V'yata anochi nasati es kol haratzos ha'ele b'ya Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel avdi. Nebuchadnezzar, my Eved, as we discussed in the last parak, that he's called Eved. Nebuchadnezzar, my servant, v'gam es chayes hazeten asati lo la'avdo. I even gave him the animals, the wild animals of the field. I gave him la'avdo, they are going to serve him. So that might just be a mashal of everything. He's in control of everything. But there are a couple of other pshatim that are given. The Radak here quotes, what do the animals mean? Maybe it's referring to the time when he had to go live with the animals towards the end of his malchus. We know either some say he became like an animal, or if he wasn't like an animal already. But the Gemara in Shabbos talks about this on Kuf Mem Tesum Abes, Kuf Nun Amid Aleph, that he was powerful over the animals. The Gemara says, regarding Nebuchadnezzar, amazing, evil, right? Even when he went to Gehenim, they were scared. Oh, it says Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Kuf Mem Tes and Shabbos. B'shash Yarados Rashi LeGehenim Rashu Kol Yordi Gehenim Amru Shema Limshola Leyemuba. They were scared. Maybe he's going to rule over us even here. He was such a ruler in his lifetime. Ole Chalos Kamosam, right? Or he's going to become weak Kamosam Huba. So that's the question. They weren't sure. Yatsa Basko, and the Basko goes out. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Shavsa Umazu Shamra Madod Vahave Igat Amre. Or then it says Malamed. One shot is that, again, he was with the animals, and when he was a chaya, that's the first shot of the Radak, v'zman shahaya ben achayos, haya ovdos oso b'machol shayim eviyos lo. Zed derach drash. And then it quotes, yesh drash, sherachav al ari v'kasher tana b'rosho. He rode on a lion, and he took a serpent to put it onto his head. Right? That's what Gemara says in Shabbos, kuf nun amon aleph. Based on the pasuk in Daniel, perek dalid, melamed sherachav al ari zachar, the kashar tanin brosho lakai mashenemar v'gam eschayes hasaden nasati lo la'avdo. Right, based on our pasuk, the Gemara in Shabbos says that there's a symbol of a lion and of a snake. Right, two of the more dangerous animals. Right, you know, Nebuchadnezzar was in charge of everything. The Malbim says maybe this pasuk just means that he used all animals to fight in. Right, he fought using elephants and lions. He used those in his military. That's what it means here. Shemishtamish b'chayos roos b'milchama kepilim va'arayot shemishtamshim b'hem b'milchamos b'bekedim, like they used to use. Right? That's what it means. Either way, he was going to be all powerful. Va'avdu oso kol hagoyim pasuk zayin. All the nations are going to serve him. Ves ben bino. And his son and his grandson. Rashi in the Radak quote, the Psukim elsewhere, Evil Merodach, as it's described at the end of Malachim also, I think, and Balshazzar. Balshazzar will be assassinated, as we know, by Persia. And then Persia takes over. Adbo Ace until, and the whole world's going to serve him, his son, until Adbo Ace Artso Gamhu. Until his time comes as well. The Abdu Bagoyim Rabim, Umalachim Gedolim, and then he will serve, and Bavel will be subservient. Right, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, right, as Hillel looks down at the skull and says, you know, whoever drowned you, you deserve to be drowned, but whoever drowned you is going to be drowned ultimately. Right, that's the ups and the downs. We deserved it, but then Nebuchadnezzar is going to get his just as well. As Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. And Hashem declares, again, even before Nebuchadnezzar comes onto the scene, any land, any nation that does not serve Nebuchadnezzar, that's Hashem lo yitein es savaro ba'o Melech Bavel, that doesn't put his neck under his ol, bacherev, uvarav, uvadever, Efkod al agoy ha'hunu mashem. They're going to be terrible. They're going to have famine and pestilence and war. Atumio sam biyado. Until they are destroyed. So Hashem's, now we're at the stage of, there's going to be a churban. But at least I'm telling you, you want it to be better for yourself. V'yatem al tishmuel nevi'eichem v'elchosmeichem. Don't listen to your false prophets. V'elchalamoseichem. V'elonenechem. V'elkashafeichem. Hashem omrim aleichem leimar. Lo savdu es melech bavel. Don't listen to those who say don't serve bavel. Again, so this is a test. Nevi'ei sheker are a test for Klal Yisrael, right? That's what the pasuk says in Shoftim. Ki menasa Hashem Elokeichem. It's a test. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us. Right, similar. It's a fascinating Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Chanana, the Ran quotes this. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, not the Ran. The Ran quotes this in relating to the Tarnur Shalach Noi Gemara, but it's the Rabbeinu Nisim in Brachas and Brachas on Dav Yud Tesma Beis and Dav Chaf. That's in that sugya. Right, it's printed on Yud Tesma Beis. The sugya in Bava Tzia Nun Tes about Tanur Shalach Noi and Lo Bashamayim Hi, and a baskol goes out and Yeshua says Lo Bashamayim Hi, we're not listening, so why was there a baskol if we're not supposed to listen? So how did he conjure up a baskol? So one is for Kavod of Rebbe Lazar says give me a baskol, so Rebbe Lazar gets a baskol, he's so powerful. But there's another daya why there was a baskol. Rav Nisim Gaon says in Brachos Yotesma Beis printed on the daf to test us. Similar to what it says, Dvar and Perak Yud Gimel, Ki Menasa Hashem Elokeichem Eschem. Hashem's testing you. And even so, you have to stick to your guns. Lo bashamayimi, klomer ki teretz Hashem temima, v'kfar nitna lonu besinai, v'hodienu, ki eno machla v'imena dibur echad, v'ein b'tar asenu chisaron, v'lo safik, k'deshin it's tarich el raya min hashamayim. We have the Torah, we don't bring any rayas, and that's why Rabbeinu Nisim Goat says, Hashem tests us. Right, so but the example, though, is from Nevi'ei Sheker. So here, too, these are Nevi'ei Sheker, and that's why Hashem tells us. He's trying to help us. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to the Nevi'ei Sheker. Ki Sheker Heim, Pasuk Yud, Nibin Lachem. They're prophesizing falsehood. L'man harchik eschem yalamaschem, which will ultimately lead you to be sent into Galus, v'idachti eschem v'avatem, and then you will be lost. Interesting Lashon. First it says, L'man harchik, that means we're going to distance ourselves, and ultimately Hashem then is going to push us out. V'idachti eschem v'avatem. V'agai shelo yavi yasavar opo o melech bavel v'avado. And any nation, speaking to the other nations too, that does not serve bavel, v'inachti, if you don't fight, if you give your neck over to Bavel, you'll be able to stay on your Adama. Vavada v'yashaba. V'yel, and that was all to the other nations. So now Hashem says to Yirmiyo, tell Tzidkiyo, Melech Yehuda, Dibarti k'chol ha'meil ha'lemar, havi'u esavarecha ba'o Melech Bavel. Give in to Bavel. Don't fight. You know, you would think that they would learn the lesson from the previous door when Yoshiyo ha'melech, he was the one that did not let Paro Necho go through, and he ended up being killed. Right? You would think that, but they obviously didn't learn their lesson. And even though the earlier generations, Yoshio HaMelech fought and he was killed, they didn't learn their lesson. Sikyo didn't look back into the generations, and as we will see, what happened to him. As we continue. So, give the message to Tzidkiyahu. Lama pasuk yud gimel. Lama samusu atav amecha becher varo vadover. Achacher dibra shem al agoy shelo yavod es melech bavel. Just give in. Val tishmol dibra yanaviyama omrim aleichem leimar. Don't listen to those prophets that say lo savdu es melech bavel. Ki sheker heim nibim lachem. Ki lo shalachtem num Hashem. Hashem didn't send them. Veim nibim bishmila sheker. And they're false. Laman hadichi eschem avadtem. They're being made diach you. They're sending you, bringing you away, and realize that all of this is fake. Pasuk Tezayin. V'alakonim el kolam ha'avazeh dibarti limar. I said, Al tishmol divrei nevi'im hanibim lachem limar. Hine klei beis Hashem mushavim mi bavela atamehera. Don't listen that they say, the kelim. We're focusing now on the kelim. The kelim of the beis HaMikdash, they'll leave, but they're going to come back very quickly. Ki shekrei nibim lachem. They're not. Some of them might never ever come back. Al tishmol aleim. Ivdu es melech bavel v'chiu. You want to live? Serve, be subservient to Melech Bavel. Lo batia irazos charba. Don't desolate the entire city. And if they vim neviim heim, vim yesh dvar Hashem itam, if they're really neviim, yifku na b'Hashem tzvakos. Why don't they daven? Right? Nevuah, explained the Mefarshim, is either to give tochacha or to get them to daven. So here, what are they just saying? They have a nevuah that everything's going to be okay. Nevuah never that for that a reason. But daven levilti boa kelim anosurim bebeis Hashem. Right, daven that the kelim don't leave. What's the emphasis over here? We know that the kelim themselves, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, represent so much. You know, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't just about a huge churban of a building, but the kelim themselves, right? We have a whole kina on Tisha B'Av just about the kelim. We talk about it in more than one, but in kina chavdalin, al churban Beis HaMikdash, espod b'kol shana mispeid chadash, al kodesh v'al HaMikdash. And we talk all about the kelim, the Kodesh Kadashim, Asara Shulchanos Oz Shulalu, Ula Archem Namu Aye Adon Elu, Laozer Shinar Lakteshim Kun Chala, the whole Shulchan, Srafim Omdim Na'u Mimamad, Knersu Machonos, Nechoshis Yam, the Asara Kioros, Kinimsru La Belvinam Shivuros, they're broken, the Yam, the huge Kior, and the washing stations, and the Yam Shal Shlomo, the Shneimaoris, Maisa Ofanam Shibim Merkava, right, they used all of these Kalim that were the kruvim and the other golden vessels, kol klei chesed v'klei zav, kutzatzu v'shusu mibeis halav. It's not just in general, but it's every single one. The Churban, Rav Soloveitchik writes about this regarding the kina, in a beautiful, again, it's a tragic story, but the kina of the daughter and the son of Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol, right? We know, we read about the story that they were bought, and the owner said, oh, each are beautiful, let's put them together. They put them in a room at night, and the next morning they don't do anything, and they realize that who they are, who each other is, and they are in each other's arms, and they end up dying. So the question is, what do we have to tell the story about two specific individuals, a tragic story? We're talking about the Churban. We're talking about a huge discussion. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's quoted in The Lord is Righteous in All His Ways, in the Sefer on Tisha B'Av. And now suddenly we are reminded of a story about two individuals, a young boy and girl, who suffered because of the fact that Jerusalem was conquered. After all, the death of two individuals does not change Jewish history. The answer is, we Jews have a different understanding. In Yahadus, the suffering of an individual, even an unknown individual, matters. We mourn for two individuals, a young boy and a young girl, in the same manner as we mourn for the 10 martyrs, or for those who were killed during the Crusades. We have a special kina for them, as if not two people were involved, but 100,000. Because that is what we remember, even of the individuals. And that, of course, is the message of Egel Arufa, even the anonymous corpse. The great rabbis have to go out, but that is the individual. So too the individual kelim, every single kli, even the begadim, the every beged symbolizes something. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Zvachim that every beged was mechaper, the last daf right before Tamin Kolatadir Peches Mabes, where the Gemara says Ma Karbanas mechaper not Bigde Kehuna mechaperin. The Ketones is mechaper and Shichas Damim, because the word Ketones is by Yosef, they dipped it in blood. Mechnasayim is mechaper and Gilei Arayis, right? That's what it covers up. Mitznef is mechaper as Gasei Aruach, the hat. Gaiva, and Avnates Mechaper al Huhuri Alev, because you have to have a separation. Choshen Mechaper al Adinim, Eifon Mechaper al Avodazara, because an Eifon, Tzitz Mechaper al Azazpanim, right? All of them. But even every Kli has a significance and symbolisms. So that's what the focus is here in these psukim. Yirmiyahu says, you'd have to daven that the kelim don't leave. Don't dive, don't say, listen to those false prophets. Pasuk Yutes, Kikar Mar Hashem Tzvos El Ha'amudim, Va'al Hayam, Va'al Mechonos, more, the pillars and the kior, Va'al Yeser HaKelim Anosram B'Yerazos, Asher Lo Lokham Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Bigloso Es Yechanya, that they, if they didn't, the ones that weren't sent out earlier, with the earlier Galus, Ben Yoyakim Elch Yudim Yerushalayim Bavela, Es Kocher Yerushalayim, right, daven for those, Kikar Mar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, Hashem says, Ala Kalim Anosarim Beis Hashem, the Beis Melch Yudim, the ones that are left, Bavelo Yuvo, they're going to go, they're going to Bavel too. Vishama Yiyu, they're going to be there. Ad Yom Paktios Anom Hashem until Hashem decides to bring him back. Rashi, in the days of Koresh, Valisim Hashivos Anom Makom Azeh. There's going to be a return. But realize there's going to be a Churban. Don't think there's not going to be a Churban. The Rambam quotes this last pasuk in a context based on a Gemara, but it's not exactly what the Gemara says. Right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Milachim, in the context of talking about Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam in Perek Hei discusses Amr Chachamim Kol Hashochin Beretz Yisrael Avonos of Mechulin. We get Kaparas Avonos if you live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilo Halach Ba'arba Amos Zoche L'Chai Ha'olam Haba. Somebody walks four Amos in Eretz Yisrael. One Zoche T'Chai Olam Haba. V'Chol Kover Ban Is Chaper Lo. Ukilu Amakom Shabhu Bo Mizbeach Kapara. V'Chulu Ula Olam Yadar Adam Beretz Yisrael Afilo Birshur Ragoyim V'Yadar B'Chusar Afilo Birshur B'Yisrael. Should live in even a non-Jewish neighborhood in Israel. Shekal hayotze lechutz laretz ki lo'ovid avodah zara, based on the pasuk by David HaMelech, And then the last line, the Rambam throws in, Kishem she'asur latzeis me'aretz l'chutz la'aretz, kach asur latzeis mi'bava l'shar ha'aretzos. Shenemar, bavela yuva'u v'sham yihiyu. Which is the last pasuk in our parak, talking about the kalim. But here he says, as a reference, it's be sent to Bavel, right? You shouldn't go, also to go to Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. You can't go to other places from Bavel. It says you should be in Bavel. So this is different. The Lacha Mishnah points out this is different than how the Gemara Ksubas Kufi and Aleph, which the Rambam is based on, has Bavel Yuvo used in a different context. That's the Machlokas. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zeir wanted to make Aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda, his Rebbe, didn't want him to go. So the discussion is Bavel Yuvo. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't go. There's an assay that you can't leave. Bavel Yuvo, and the Rambam doesn't use it that way. The Rambam uses that this as a pasuk that you're not allowed to leave Bavel to other lands. So the Rambam uses it differently. Reb Chaim has a piece on it. Maybe there's a difference because the Rambam's talking about Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asilavo, Kibush Chazaka. The Reb Chaim gets into that. The Rinas Yitzchak has a little summary of this. But either way, this is what we mourn. Again, it's related to the Rambam's general Shita about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? We know the Rambam does not quote a separate mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but it is pretty clear, though the Megillas Esther thinks otherwise, that he's not a mitzvah Bizman Hazeh, it's pretty clear from 10 other Rambams that the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. There are many halachas in Mishnah Torah, in Hilchas Avadim, in Hilchas Ishus, in Hilchas Shabbos, that are based on the fact that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh. Those wouldn't be halachas if it wouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam would say it's limited, and the Rambam says it's beferish. So most assume that the Rambam doesn't count it for technical reasons, just like the Rambam doesn't count many mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't count Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim. Right, there's no, somebody's going to say they don't have to remember Mitzrayim according to the Rambam. So the Rambam doesn't count various mitzvahs, and there are various reasons given for them. So to hear, it must be included, most assume it's included in another mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer is included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. Maybe it's included, we mentioned from the Eretz Chemda, it's included in the mitzvah of benching. Benching, you have to mention Eretz Chemda Tovar Chava. You have to thank for Eretz Chemda. You don't have to live there. It's an assumption. You thank for being able to be there. Either way, but that's all connected to this last pasuk of the Kalim being Bavelu Yuvau. But it's clear. The pashas of the pasuk is not, it's a punishment. Bavelu Yuvau until the day we come back. Anyway, we dive in for the day that we all come back into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This was Perek Chaf Zayin.